views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds!
Morning!
Hey!
What was that, Travis?
Boy, that was a good one.
Well, yeah, so I can tell Terry's been sitting here. Whoa! Turn down the sound.
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
Say, do not pump up the volume.
Oh, come on. Can you?
Wow.
Didn't you ever watch The
probably,
Simpsons?
That was
like,
probably.
You know what I mean?
I was playing that with the kids yesterday, only I had a saw.
So what? A seesaw or just
no,
a saw?
No, one of those little saws you prune with that you flip out like a switchblade.
Oh, yeah.
It's like.
See, I'm colored.
I had an electric one of those.
Grandpa's
I'm colorblind, so I don't know which one, so tell me when I get the right one.
And not yet. No, that's
well,
not
those colors don't bleed. So
try the orange one there on the
yes,
end. Son. No, the other one. That yes, one, son. Yeah, try that one. Go down with that. Well, it's not orange, but she's colorblind, remember?
Hey, that's okay. Look.
Go back up. Yeah, right there. That's perfect.
What do I know? I'm full of smoke and mirrors.
I'm going, wow, there's lots of orange on
it's
there.
The Celtic.
Okay.
It's the Celtic.
Hey,
wow,
hey.
Today is Sunday, May 8th, 2022. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here as your host of the Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
She's kind of
wow,
up for
that's
it.
It?
Yes.
That's all I get this morning. I got it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, throw intellectual heavy lifting? Does that help?
All I got to say is zip it.
I can kick you underneath the table, you know?
I believe you.
Happy Mother's Day.
You know, one of the weakest parts is your shins. Did you know that? Let
I think
me
they
show
call,
you.
Yes. I think they call this jovial banter, but I'm not really sure.
awkward moments? What?
A pregnant pause. No, never mind.
There's an emoji for that.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true. Please. We're going to get in the E.O.
Whoa,
Leo.
Dude. Back off.
All right. So we also have the kid that rocks around the clock, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Yeah.
Hey.
Woo. Yay.
Let the dog
Sunday morning. Sunday morning attorney, Sean Northup.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
There we have it.
Save my shins.
We're gonna do a little holdover here from the last show with Terry
stop
and Wynn.
The tape.
And try to finish out. Stop the tape. We almost forgot.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I forgot. Okay.
The brains behind the outfit right now, exactly.
And the guardian of magic, but of silence, the librarian, a bumper, the time bandit, breaks, key weapon reward specialist, producer extraordinaire, Trella!
Wow.
Yeah, I got the full one.
You got the full
one.
I think they call that the full Monty.
No. No, we don't.
Well,
no.
Yeah,
let's go past.
We can't do that on this show?
Well, it depends on what music we're playing.
Well, I think I'm going to exit stage left right now.
I'm not dead yet. Boy, it's a flesh wound.
Come back, you coward.
Come back. favorite.
I don't have enough coffee.
Yeah, I wish I had a horse clopper thing.
So, I don't have time for a story, but I actually did that in a jury trial.
Really?
So
you did what in a jury trial?
Yes, nice point of clarification, Linda. So I had a robbery case, short story, and the suspect was described like 185 pounds. My client got arrested 3 months later. He was like 300 pounds. So I hired a weight loss expert to come and say there's no way. And my guy's DNA was on these zip ties, but his tools have been stolen. So there's a bunch of DNA out there. So I hired a weight loss expert to come and say there's no way physically that somebody could go from 185 pounds to 300 pounds. So it was a visiting judge, and the prosecutor who's, I won't mention his name, but I super love the guy. He's not with that office anymore. I'm going to say his name. Bill Bateman. He's a public defender. I super love Bill. He's done a great job over there at the PD's office, getting a great staff, training those lawyers. They're kicking some booty. So I said, hey, Bill, I'm going to play the Monty Python clip. It's a question of weight ratios, right? Because a half pound bird does not carry a 1 pound coconut. Unless it's an African swallow. So yeah, exactly. So Bill's like, well, I'm gonna object, and I'm like, Bill, it's Monty Python. You can't object that, right? There you go. So this visiting judge says, well, counsel, I want to see the clip, and I'm like, all right. So I play the clip. I'm dying laughing because I have a big thing for Monty Python. Bill is straight faced. The judge is straight faced, and he says, well, you know, counsel, I'm going to sustain the objection. He goes, it'd be no different than if you hired the whole troop and they came up and acted it out. And I thought,
wow.
Huh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So my investigator, Amy Kreitzer, who is just a badass, she's awesome, says, I bet you $20 you don't do it. And I'm like, oh, game on. So I can't really do it, but I did this. I made the most.
The coconuts.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a question of weight ratios. A half pound swallow cannot carry 1 pound coconut. And I did that for probably 15 to 30 seconds in the English faking us accent. And the jury ended up hanging. So, you know, it wasn't that bad. It worked. But, yeah, no, I did a
wow.
on you. But, yeah, the whole thing.
Wow.
And, I got the $20, and then I walked outside the courthouse, and there was a nomad, and...
If you're defending me, does that cost me extra for you to do that in the courtroom?
No. I will include that with the price of the retainer agreement.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So the next time you do that, let me know.
Okay.
Because I'll be outside the courthouse going, bring out your dad!
I'm not dead yet. We didn't work them out.
I'm just a little sick. Leave me alone.
Oh my God, dude, that's the best movie ever, man.
All right, let's get back to work here.
Oh my God!
Why?
Wow. Okay, so where were we?
Stop the tape. I think.
Stop the tape. I don't know which tape we were on.
That's the one of the voices in my head. There we go.
I
think this was Stephanie Bridget.
Well, I know, but which one?
Oh, yeah, Travis knows.
Yeah, there's about maybe 3 minutes left on it.
Okay.
All right, let's just go ahead and let's just pick it up there, and then have Sean say when he wants to stop the tape and talk, and we'll give him. We've got 2 minutes left on our 15.
Story of my life, man. I'm on the clock.
Go.
Enough evidence was there. We're still going to fight for them. We're going to fight for them. So I just think that all of this conversation about that is deflecting from the true mission and purpose of the DA's office. I'm proud of all the...
So all the conversation about trial stats and Brady violations is deflecting from the true mission of the DA's office?
What is that?
Last time I checked, it's to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh.
And last time I checked, the Constitution of the United States of America means that the government has an affirmative obligation to turn over all favorable evidence. And Stephanie Bridges' office is not doing that. So I love how she's talking about this, all these conversations deflecting from the true purpose. Stephanie's conversations are deflecting from the true underside, the belly of her office, which is super unethical and wasting thousands of dollars of taxpayer money.
This kind of goes to the rule of law, and I had somebody was calling me, and they're, oh, you're not for the rule of law. And I was like, really? So what's your definition? You know?
Right.
What's your definition? That everybody does what the government tells them? I'm pretty sure that's his definition of the rule of law. That's how crazy these guys are.
Right, though? No, it's true, right?
The rule of law is where both sides have to follow the law equally, and both sides follow the law called the Constitution.
Correct. And we all take the same oath, whether you're a prosecutor, defense lawyer. The military law enforcement has a little different because I think they talk about
UCMJ Military Code of Justice. Yes, I'm quite familiar with that.
Brought you on. But it's uphold the Constitution of California and the United States. So it's not rocket science.
Right.
And what's funny is if people get into the psychology of Stephanie Bridget and actually pull back the curtain and look at the smoke and mirrors, if you just watch what she's saying and you look at what she's saying, she's doing exactly what she's telling people not to do.
Right.
Deflecting.
Projection.
Right? It's a bob and weave. Yeah. Look over here. Don't look over here. Oh, these people are doing that. That's what you're doing.
It's so leftist. I mean, that's what we're seeing across the board in so many different areas in the country right now. It's like, oh, the Ministry of Truth, we're here to protect you from the disinformation that you're spreading. Because if you don't like what we have to say and have a different opinion, you are somehow a criminal.
Well, that's the problem. As long as the finger's not being pointed at them or they're not being questioned or brought to the carpet, so to speak, and their
actions. But they do it with everything.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, he's in bed with Russia.
Right.
Wow. Only I kind of am.
I sort of talked about this on the last show where she's talking about all this stuff, right? And I don't, I don't really study politics and I whatever. And so there's certain political ideologies and political groups who have traditionally been pro big government, pro this and pro that. And I'm watching Stephanie talk on her campaign trail about, I've done this program, I've got this program going over here, I'm doing this program over there. And I'm sitting back going, because I like to be a critical thinker, I like to ask questions, right?
Right.
Pull the curtain back. And I go, you talk about all these programs you're doing, all this social media stuff you're doing, you're getting all these likes, all these TikTok, Instagram stuff, but you're not doing the one job you're supposed to do, is protect the public and be fiscally responsible taxpayer dollars. You're not doing that. But she doesn't want the folks to look at that, right? She wants to deflect the conversation to, look at these great social programs. We got 50 genes. We collected 50 genes for somebody.
Does anybody know what she claims to be? Is she claiming she's a Republican or a Democrat? Because what I've seen over at the Republican Central Committee debate, if you want to call it that, which it really wasn't, it was a forum and it was kind of fixed, is that she was more worried about defending BLM rights than she was about defending everyone's rights. I mean, it's like they're getting the special treatment.
Correct. I don't know her political. I don't know.
I'm just curious if anybody does know.
But it is.
She says, because there's a ton of people in town that say that they're Republicans, and I'm like, really?
Right. Well, if you're a Republican, don't you traditionally want limited government and fiscally responsible? Isn't that sort of like the bastion of Republican ideology?
Oh, boy, you got it all wrong,
you're
Todd.
All screwed up,
oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. I know I'm screwed up. Where do you want to start, Lena? Do we have another 15 minutes?
Oh, my God.
All right, we better go back to play the tape.
Sorry, yeah.
Let's play the tape. Keep going. Oh, Travis, are you there?
Hello. Team that work very hard, and they get amazing results.
How important are plea deals?
Plea deals are extremely important. We, quite frankly,
let's talk about this. So Stevie's talking about plea deals, right? The reason so many cases go to trial and the reason they get their ass kicked so hard is that they don't know how to plea bargain. They can't analyze the value of a case. So, for example, I've got a client who has a gun in a car. He's a convicted felon from 16 years ago. Right? So, even if we go to trial and lose, he's probably not going to prison. I would bet a lot of money in my career on the fact that he's going to get probation. But the DA wants prison. So why is that case going to trial? Because the DA wants prison.
Right.
The DA should have come back and said, look, if he can plead to a felon in possession of a gun, we realize his felony is like 16 years ago, so that's an issue, right? But I would resolve that case if they said, plead to a felony, 180 days, whatever, we're good. We're not going to go to trial. I have some good evidence at trial that my client may win because he didn't know the gun was in the car, right? Somebody left it in the car or truck, whatever it was. But that sort of is a microcosm of the macrocosm of the problem with the DA's office is that they don't have the legal acumen to understand the value of a case. So why are all these cases going to trial? Because they don't know how to plea bargain and make an appropriate offer. So what happens is because they don't know how to plea bargain and assess the value of a case, they're driving cases to trial and then they're losing at
because
trial.
Because they don't have enough evidence to support
right, because it should never go to trial.
Right,
correct.
Yeah.
Right, but then maybe somebody's telling them. to move forward with the cases at that point?
Okay, so that's a great question. So let's talk about the City of Shasta Lake homicide case that happened last year. So my client, and this is all public, so I can talk about it. It was an open proceeding. So my client accidentally shot and killed his best friend. So the DA's office had all the reports that I had, and I had said, let's resolve this for an involuntary manslaughter because it was an accident, right? So the prosecutor in the case went directly to Stephanie Bridget. Stephanie Bridget said, no, it's a second-degree murder case. And I'm like, it's not a murder case, man. It was a horrible freaking tragedy, right? It
might be manslaughter or something.
Well, involuntary manslaughter. Right. And that's what I offered to resolve the case was an involuntary manslaughter. Stephanie Bridget said no. Guess what happened at trial?
Got thrown out because she didn't have enough evidence.
So the murder charge was thrown out, and my client is the verbiage is different, Jim Rall, but my client basically pled to an involuntary manslaughter with a gun. Wow. So again, you have the DA going, I want murder, and I'm going, dude, it's not a murder case. And it happens all the time where you're like, you're not going to get this at trial, and they're either through their ego, hubris, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I mean, one of the things you're supposed to base trial prep on and going to trial is the hazards of litigation, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Where you have to say, hey, you know, do we have a good case to win?
Right. And they're so, I think the myopia is so thick over there that they get, it's called trial psychosis, where I've taken some really horrible cases at trial. And I have moments at trial where I'm like, I'm feeling good.
You're a defense attorney, though.
Yes.
That's different.
And then you sort of lose, you're like, man. And then your colleagues are like, yeah, dude, you have trial psychosis. There's no way you're winning that case, right? But they have trial psychosis over there where they just read it. It's on paper, and all of a sudden it gets committed. Like, this is actual fact, and they can't read, you know, an assault that happens at 4 o'clock in the morning between a bunch of people. Okay, problems, right? This is problems, right? Right. And they're just like, nope. We read this one version. This guy got assaulted by this guy. Never mind these other statements. We're going to trial. We want prison.
I have a question.
Well, I was going to say, but most of the time when you take cases or they're bringing cases to court, they go for the higher offense because they are going to plead down.
Okay, let me ask my question because it's exactly to that.
Okay.
Do you ever plead up in a case? You know, for example, CEO over here at the county pled a felony embezzlement, and it said so. Do you plead up or do you plead down?
So this office has actually recently started a culture where they're what I would call extorting pleas. So it's stacking charges that they can't prove, adding charges that they can't prove in an effort to coerce a plea. And so the case of Wayne Williamson, the 87-year-old guy down in Cottonwood who some thugs are destroying his car, so he pulls out a shotgun. It's rural Cottonwood. He's scared. He's got his elderly wife there, right? Fires off a round into a tree from birdshot. At the preliminary, gets charged with felony assault because one of the kids said, oh, no, he pointed the gun at me.
That is crap.
Oh, dude, it gets worse, Mark. Child endangerment, he gets charged with child endangerment. It goes to preliminary hearing. The officer testifies, Mr. Williamson did everything right. Fired the gun in the appropriate direction.
Was he on his own property?
He was.
Wow.
Steffi Proskin, she says she's 2A. She's not 2A.
Wow.
She's not pro-Second Amendment. It's total BS.
See, if you're on somebody else's property, maybe. But then when you're on your own property defending your own, I mean, isn't the Castle Doctrine still valid?
We have that here. And so the felony charges get dismissed because one of the kids testifies, no, he never pointed the gun at us. Okay, so the assault deadly weapon goes away. The judge still, instead of dismissing child endangerment, the judge holds him the answer. It goes to misdemeanor land. And in misdemeanor land, the deputy says, if he doesn't plead to ADW as a misdemeanor, we're going to add more charges. So what does Mr. Williamson do? He then pleads to a misdemeanor gun charge.
That's crap.
That's called extorting. This is dirty. Like, that's so dirty.
Well, and that should have been dropped right off because the
100%.
Guy, absolutely, you know, I mean, he didn't really want to hurt anybody.
Correct.
He was still trying to defend his property.
And his wife.
And so what are you supposed to do? Just let them just do whatever they want? Throw your gun aside?
And where's the charges for the people that's doing this to
They were throwing rocks at his car. It's kind of destroying his car that was on his property or the border of his property. But he felt in fear for his safety.
Yeah.
He felt concerned about his wife. Says, hey, we're not having this stuff. And then they sort of went to approach him, and he racks around in a safe area, in a safe direction. There's no houses by him. And then not only does he get filed, he gets prosecuted, then they extort a plea out of him. How can Stephanie Bridget tell the voters with a straight face, I'm pro-Second Amendment, when that guy's defending himself and his wife, and she forces a plea out of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
We should continue to take, because we're going to run out of time here.
Earlier.
Yeah.
We need 5 more attorneys. We also need 5 more judges. We need more defense attorneys. We need more police officers. The whole system needs more. Last year, we had over 10,000 cases referred to my office for prosecution, or right around 10,000.
Pause it.
Right in front of me.
Pause it, please. So a couple things on this, and I'll try to wrap it up real quick.
Yeah, because we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, so if you have lawyers who don't do their job, if you have lawyers who aren't trained properly in the Constitution and Brady, getting more lawyers isn't going to stop the sieve, the problem that is your office, the toxicity that is your office, right?
Isn't that only going to multiply it out?
Right, and I will tell you this, based on my 12 years up here and being in that courthouse almost every day, the problem in that courthouse is the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, how they do business, how they turn over discovery, how they don't turn over reports, how their lawyers can't analyze a case and assess it for proper value. They're the problem.
So it seems to me that no matter what she said, you need more police. Well, that's fine. You get more police. And, okay, we need more judges. And that's fine. You get more judges.
Right.
But if the district attorney is not going to handle the cases properly, that pretty much negates those two other offices, doesn't it?
100%. Because what are we doing then? You're just creating more problems. And it doesn't matter how many people you have. If you have a staff of 100 that's incompetent in your corporation, you're not going to get results.
Well, let's take an example of, let's say you're BLM and you go around burning, offices and downtown shops and everything, and nobody ever gets prosecuted. You can have all the police and fire that you want.
100%.
And you can have all the judges that you need, but if the prosecutors will not prosecute a case properly, then they're just going to keep burning stuff, right?
100%. And when all this stuff sort of happened, now, I don't watch the media. I'm sort of on a media blackout.
I'm just coming from the point of view of a white extremist.
No, you're 100% correct, Mark. Here's why. Did Stephanie ever come out and make a public statement? You know, she's got all the social media, TikTok stuff, Instagram, saying, hey, if you come here to this our county, I'm going to slam you. I'm going to devote all my resources in my office to crush you guys and prosecute you. It's a cliche, I don't like it, but to the fullest extent of the law, right? Like Judge Fred, right? I don't think she ever did that, right? So did she ever come out and go, hey, as the chief law enforcement officer, I'm drawing the line right here. You guys aren't welcome in my county.
Well, this goes to equal protection. This goes
to equal. No, she didn't, right?
Yeah, no.
Right.
No, nor would she, because then that puts her on the spot.
There we go.
And has to be accountable.
Exactly. Well,
what she does.
Right.
It also goes to equal protection under the law and cherry picking the people that you want to punish against the people that you don't. Kind of like the Zapata case thing too. You know, it should have never went to trial. Carlos spent a lot of money defending himself. The other guy was not culpable for anything. Didn't get charged. We don't know even if his gun was registered, because in the article it said it appeared to be registered by.
I guess that's when she exercised her 2A opinion.
Right. There we go. I'm pro-Second Amendment. So if you're doing stuff, and we're just going to look the other way. 2 minutes. And I don't know all the facts of the Zapata case, but what I can say and what I do know is that expending 3 lawyers where you have a supervisor who sits in court every day with 2 misdemeanor lawyers over some 415 disturbing the peace is such a waste of resources.
Right.
It really speaks to,
we need to clean the town up.
The motives underlying that prosecution.
Right.
Nefarious.
Yeah. Well, if you got political motives,
there you go.
Then it's pretty obvious that is the case, because they spent a lot of money, you know, going after something that should have just been dropped, and maybe a slap on the wrist for maybe both of them, even, you know.
Yeah. No, that case should never been filed. One, if it got filed for whatever reason, it should have been disposed of. That case should never saw the courtroom. But again, it gets back to the legal acumen, and then there's something else driving that case to trial, right? Some other purpose other than quote unquote justice.
Yeah,
right.
But
there's
usually,
there was no justice there.
Yeah, usually cases though, you have the evidence and it makes the case, not the case make the evidence.
Correct, 100%.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Oh.
Okay, I guess we have a caller, Ron. Ron on the phone.
Good morning,
and hurry up, Ron. We're going to run out of time here. We got a minute to the break.
Okay. I understand the state legislature has passed laws that are in conflict with the state and the U.S. Constitution. And Christian Hall one time said something about if those laws are in conflict, that the sheriff or the district attorney really doesn't have to abide by them. And I've tried to ask the district attorney a couple times, about 3 times on the radio, and she refuses to answer me. And she said, I can't give you counsel. And I said, I don't want counsel. I just want you to explain the Constitution. And she refused to do it. And it's like you can't even defend yourself on your own property if you use a weapon.
It's so a complete conflict in logical thinking. You know, you got one thing saying, hey, you have the right to keep and bear arms and defend yourself, and on the other side they say, well, that's not really true because we have another law here in the state that says you don't.
Right. Well,
if you or not.
And quite honestly, yeah, she could say, look, here's the deal. I'm not prosecuting these types of cases.
Right.
So law enforcement, if you want to go arrest somebody, understand, you refer that case to my office, I'm not going to prosecute them.
It's discretionary.
Right. Right.
I guess we got to go to a break.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. We'll have you back, and maybe we can finish off the last minute of that phone.
I would love that. We can drink some Irish whiskey.
We're in.
Yes, day drinking.
And with that, we'll go to a break.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
My mom's not rich, my mom's not famous, she says don't worry, she looks out for us. My mom is good, works all the time, helping everyone, she looks out for us. My mom's a teacher, teaches us to read, teaches us to be good, she takes care of kids.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage, Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page.
Bye.
Wow, man, that's good stuff. You know, that's Bob Marley singing Peter Frampton. How good is that?
That's a little different there.
I like it. So let's see. And then it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I guess we got so into it, everything, that we forgot to say Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. Thank you. Happy Mother's
Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, all those moms out there, including mine and also my lovely wife.
There you go.
Very nice.
All right. So let's cover. We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to go through it pretty fast. We want to talk about the voting guide for true conservatives that was put out this week. And I'm sure you can find it on Facebook, online, and so forth. And it does a little comparison between the different people that, you know, this guide, who's, we got the county clerk, we got the district attorney, we got the sheriff's coroner, sheriff coroner.
The what?
Thank you. Sheriff coroner. Okay. Superintendent of schools, which I got to talk about too. There's a little thing on, I mean, good grief. Superintendent of schools, you know, she didn't stand up for the League of Women Voters. There's a clip online that shows them. They, number one, they say they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance, at their meetings, and everybody needs to sit down. Are you kidding me?
That was a bit much.
All I need to know about the League of Women Voters right there. You don't observe or honor our Constitution or our Republic or salute our flag or the pledge of allegiance.
So what do you do?
Yeah, what allegiance are you pledging to?
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to know. What is it, Ukrainian? You know, let's pledge our allegiance to the Ukraine? Okay.
No, it's more like let's pledge allegiance to the World Economic Forum and the New World Order.
And Klaus Schwab's because he's such a nice guy.
Not only that, and then they got all crappy about the other people wanting to stand up and do the pledge.
Right. So they stood up and did the pledge anyway, and she sat in her chair like a bump on a freaking log. That's all I need to know about Judy Flores. So we're recommending for County Clerk Bob Holsinger over Kathy Darling. Darling, I believe, is a Democrat. She's stated it to be so. She's not for voter ID, so forth. I don't want to belabor the point.
One thing I want to get in there before you move on is the voting machines.
Yeah.
The Dominion voting machines.
She likes Dominion voting machines. Okay. So, and then we'll get the 2,000 Mules too. Oh, there's no election fraud. Has everybody watched 2,000 Mules yet? If you haven't, you need to because it's overwhelming the evidence to show that the election was stolen. It's not conjecture. They've got guys they've tracked on geo-tracking. They've got video from the government agencies themselves.
I was going to say, the information comes actually from the government itself.
When you run the numbers, run the numbers and it shows absolutely it made the difference in the election. So there's a bunch of different ways they cheated. We know that. We know that they cheated by getting rid of people off of social media. We know that they cheated with their Google, you know, algorithms. We know that they cheated with, you know, just a ton of different ways. You know, getting rid. Oh, gee, we won't report Hunter Biden's laptop right before the election. So no matter how you slice the pie, they stole this election.
Well, how about
Biden is not a legitimate president.
How about the money, too, that Facebook dumped into the Pennsylvania elections?
That's what I'm talking about.
The whole thing.
That went into an investigation stage, and now nothing happened with the investigation, like everything else.
Yeah, you know, sweet baby Ray Boy, what's his name, Zuckerface.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the head ones for the finance.
He's the one that financed that for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a piece of, you know, barbecued rib.
And like I say, you know, they collected the, True the Vote.
Right.
They collected information from, say, for back of terms, is the other side. It was their information. It was their cameras. It was the government cameras and everything that was showing.
It's pretty,
stash houses and stuff.
And we also, and we're going to get there. We also know that there's some other things going on with that as well. So, if you're interested and you want to hear more about the candidates, and I'll go over some more stuff here too, then you can, let me look here.
I'm trying to download it right now.
Subscribe to Read Between the Lines. That's Martin Reed. I'm not sure where you go to do it, but just get that, and he's got the conservative voting guide there, and that's Martin Reed, Read Between the Lines. Moving on. Superintendent of Schools, Brian Cape, Caples, who they've tried to smear over Judy Flores, who, in my opinion, is a leftist, you know, not just left to center, who doesn't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. She started to stand up and do it because they were going to do it. And then as soon as the League of Women Voters said sit down, she sat down and didn't stand back up after they started doing it. So, oh, you just do whatever you're told? Anyway.
And that makes you feel real good that she's the one that's head of the education for our children.
Yeah, that's who I want in charge of my children, somebody who doesn't think that the Pledge of Allegiance is important. District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, Aaron Reznor. Aaron Reznor has shown to be exactly the opposite of what she's purported, just like a lot of these establishment candidates. They all say they're this, they all say they're that, but in the long run, you know, it's projection onto you so that you believe that they're conservative and so forth. And there's some evidence that shows that she didn't stand up for the flag in the salute either, but I haven't seen that yet either.
I
think it was the League of Women Voters again. So what are they, the League of Women Communists now? The League of Women Marxists? League of Women what? What? You don't let, you don't,
that's what
tell you what, if you don't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance in my book, man, you're done. We're off the team. We're through with you. Because in this time, in this hour, and what's going on in this country right now, if you don't respect the Constitution and our values and equal protection under the law, the rule of law, you know, you know, our rights, then you don't respect what we stand for. And as far as I'm concerned, you're on the other team. You're on the big government side that, oh, gee, the government can't do any wrong. Oh, rule of law means you do whatever you're told, right? Jeez. Okay, so.
And with Aaron Reznor, she made it on a comment, and it was videotaped, you know, that she supported Leonard Modi.
Yeah.
And all of his decisions and all of his.
Well, she would rather have Leonard Modi still in there than Tim Garman.
And well, that tells you that she supports him. And look at what we know about what went on with that. And we're still getting information about what's going on with the good old boys club. Anyway.
Okay. District 5. Kellstrom, Roberts, Browning. I'm not even sure who LeBeau.
I don't know who that is either.
Madrigal?
I don't know who those two are.
Okay, so both Kellstrom and Roberts are stand-up guys. I like them both.
Mm-hmm.
I can't vote in that district anyway, so, you
I
know.
Can.
I well, there you go. So we won't belabor that point. Browning, establishment, and I'm not even sure who the other two are. We know Browning's establishment. These guys never talk about any of the real issues either. You listen to their commercials. I'm a great guy. I love Shasta County. I'm a father. I'm a veteran. What about I'm gonna see if we can fix our water problems or, you know.
Well, and we know with Browning, he's kinda hand in hand with Johnson.
And
there's some stuff in the background coming out about Johnson and some of his
if anybody knows about that stuff in the background about Johnson, that's the sheriff coroner, which I missed. That's John Green, Michael Johnson. I think you got to go with Green over Johnson any day of the week.
But do your homework. But yeah, there is stuff that is in his background as well.
All I'm saying is do a little homework, and you might want to Google, you know, Eureka. Sheriff.
Notecast or something. What is the name of that?
Well, I've got a couple sites here on that. I've got one, the Standard Times, and it talks about a former sergeant. You know, there was a shooting over there, Sherilyn Moore.
Yeah,
you know, again, I don't want to get that out so much on the air as much as I want to say.
I'm just saying that people need to do their homework because it doesn't – some people don't appear exactly truthful about – what they've done in their past.
Right. So I'll leave that up to you guys. But what I do know about Johnson is that he was appointed by the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
He's not elected. He's never been elected for the sheriff's office. And that right there makes me think he's an establishment candidate, and there's a lot of evidence to go with that. So I'm going green all the way. So those are our recommendations for the votes for anybody who really gives a crap about that, which I'm hoping that you do, or at least give a crap about
very
voting.
Important thing.
You don't have to go by our opinions, but do your own homework. We know that these are the true conservatives, and there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing, as they say. And
exactly.
Do your homework. All right.
Before we move on, don't forget there's going to be a rally tomorrow from 12 to 1 at the corner of Hilltop and Cypress in regards to our elections on the constitutional candidates.
Yeah, well, I was just looking at that Biden came out with a notice yesterday about that he is actually a Catholic. He's a devout Catholic, and his son is a Crystal Methodist.
Yeah, I saw
Did you see that?
Yeah,
yeah, just saying.
Well, that's probably pretty true, too. Just saying.
Okay.
All right,
so moving right along. We all know about the story with Moderna, you know, FDD, or not Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. Gee, they strictly limited the use of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to blood clot risk. Wow, what could go wrong? You know, all the things that we've been saying about that stuff. Oh, it's all baloney. It's not true. Oh, yeah, it kind of is.
It really is. And with that, we've got Raleigh Sally on the line. Good morning, Raleigh Sally.
Good morning. I'm calling to let everyone know about a rally that's going to be happening tomorrow.
We're going to have a rally
for the constitutional candidates. We're inviting people to come out between 12 and 1, Hilltop and Cypress Avenue right there, and bring a sign. I'm sure there will be signs available there, but if you have a yard sign of your of a candidate of your choice, come on out and wave a sign for an hour.
And if you don't, grab your flag.
Yeah, and definitely bring an American flag. We're all about the flag, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
You can even say the Pledge of Allegiance out there on
the
flag if
could.
You want.
Yeah, nobody's going to tell us to sit down.
Even if they did, they would probably get the middle finger family salute.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, too, that there have been other young people out on the corners the past week or so waving signs, and those are paid sign waivers.
Good point. Yeah,
yes,
good
thanks
point.
For bringing that
That's,
up. Yeah,
on Aaron Reznor, I know that I saw something where she was paying those guys $50 an hour to wave her signs around.
Yeah, no wonder they got a big smile on their face.
Yeah, it's interesting that you have to pay your supporters to support.
Yeah,
them.
Well, she's got lots of money to burn.
Well, there you have it. Hey, you know, she's one of us.
She started out that way, but nope.
All right, so.
All right,
okay. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks,
All right,
Raleigh.
Thanks, Raleigh, Sally.
Okay, so I want to go to the food banks right away. Let's hear this. This is from a report, and food banks are hurting in Florida, too. According to a food bank, where's this report out of? I'm looking at the, there's empty shelves in San Antonio,
What do
Texas.
You mean? I can't keep driving up to the food bank and just getting them to load my truck full of food? It's not going to keep coming every time I go through.
Well, there's some shortages coming, and we're trying to make sure that everybody's aware of them. You should be stocking up food. I know you are. I'm just going to skip over it. And
Well, you know, that's the way the liberals think, that, you know, you just keep going to the store or wherever.
Where do you get your milk from? I get mine at the store.
The store, yeah.
The carton.
Yeah.
I get mine from cows, which we should get rid of because of flagellants, because the flagellants is ruining the ozone.
Exactly.
But I'll still go to the
get
store.
Get rid of those terrible farmers.
All right, so let's run this. Ranchers. It's a couple-minute clip real quick. I highly recommend that everybody go to My Patriot Supply and get your food storage up 3 to 6 months. If you haven't done so already, I would get on that and as a backup plan to make sure that your family is safe and not going to be hungry in the next few months or 6 months or year, depending on how everything goes. All right, here we go. Are we ready, Travis? Bingo.
Thank you. Food banks and food pantries in our area, they are in a bind right now. Many are running out of the food that they so desperately need to help people. As 10 Tampa Bay's Adoree Achiuwa shows you, they're running out of time, too.
These shelves are normally stacked and filled with all kinds of non-perishable food items. But as we head towards the summer months, if they're not replenished, they'll stay empty, leaving many families without food.
I'm sure in summer we will see more families coming to us. And unfortunately, we're only able to service about 40 people who come.
Glenn Grochek is the rector at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Palmetto. Every week he picks up food to fill up the church's pantry.
Protein, some kind of meat stuff, beans, vegetables, mac and cheese, 1 pound bag of rice.
Many who come to the church's pantry are retired seniors on a fixed income, unable to work, and with special dietary needs. But after going from shelf to shelf, he's coming up short on some specific food items he requires.
Because donations are down, there isn't the availability of the food that I normally pick up here. And so I have to go and purchase food from other stores.
But food prices have climbed, and coordinators of the Food Bank of Manatee, run by Meals on Wheels Plus, say it's affecting their services.
The cost of living in general in Manatee County is some of the highest in the country, with rent, high gas prices, and the high cost of food. I think it's causing a perfect storm for families who normally can't provide for themselves but maybe are right on the edge.
Towery says there's not enough food drives and collections to keep up with the demand, so they're calling the community to action.
Anyone who can support, please do. You can make monetary gifts through our website, which will be used to purchase food in bulk. We leverage our wholesale buying power to be able to buy food in bulk by the pallet.
If I had to purchase all of this food, we wouldn't be able to service as many people.
And the food bank.
Well, there you have it. And that's not just isolated in Florida. This is all over the country, and it's coming to a store near you at some point.
It's already starting
I see that Costco's starting to limit what you could purchase there too. So go ahead, Dave.
This is what we're seeing across the country, and we were one of the first ones that were talking about this from months ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From seeing the things that are on the horizon, guys. Look at feed. Look at what's going on right now. People can't afford
fertilizer.
They can't afford to feed their animals, the hay, the things like that.
What you can grow this year is what you're going to see next year.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're kind of living off last year still with storages, but the storages are dwindling for this year, which means we're going to be going into this. And I guess we do have a caller.
We do. We have David on the line. Good morning, David.
Oh, yeah, morning. As you might know, the Ukraine is, I think it's 25% of the world's topsoil is in Ukraine. And then as well, I think it's 12% of the world's food comes from the Ukraine. And the longer this war goes on means that the farmers can't get in the crops. And so the sooner that war ends, the sooner they can get back to normal and getting some food supply.
So what's your solution to the war?
Well, I think the economic sanctions are the trick. Republicans know how to make a corporation crash. They know how to do
we're done. See you later.
Wow, okay.
So it's the Republicans' fault that we're in a war.
Yeah, Joe Biden and all that and his son.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
David, pull your head out of the bag. Whoa. So the first thing you're going to start in on is Republicans.
Well, and so let's think about this for a minute, too. Very first actions that Biden took were removing sanctions that Trump had put on Russia, and then it was only recently he reinstated those sanctions. So I agree with you, we needed to have those sanctions, but we needed to have those sanctions when they were in place. We didn't need to take them back and say, hey, we'll do this if you do that.
They put the sanctions on, but he didn't stop doing anything.
I guess
he just kept doing business as usual.
I guess shutting down our pipelines and opening up our borders was the right thing to do, right? And that's the Republicans' fault, too.
Well, as soon as you start off
on the Republican crap, you know, I wanted to hear a solution. I didn't want to hear about corporate Republicans and all that stupid crap of it's everybody else's fault but the current administration. Give me a freaking break. All right, so did you have something to say, Dave, before we move on?
I still wanted to talk about the food shortages, because the other big one right now is baby formula. Have you guys looked at the shelves of baby formula at any of these stores?
Yeah, actually, I saw a recipe on Facebook for baby formula from the 1940s. You know, it was like, dried milk and some Karo syrup and stuff. So, I mean, that might be a place if you
can. I
understand what you're saying with baby shortage, but you can make baby food
what we have.
I mean, my kids didn't have baby food.
But I think that's not even the point. The point is that it started, you know, some people don't even know that. And the point is that the shelves are getting emptied out.
They're almost totally empty. So right now, out of stock numbers have reached as high as 54% in some states, while prices are surging nearly 18% nationwide.
But you know what's bad about that? It's not the baby food. What about baby formula?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, now that's, if you're talking about formula, that's a whole nother thing, the baby food. Because most of these parents have no clue what to do if they can't go to the store and get the formula.
And here's another issue. As soon as we run out of Kool-Aid, what's Dave going to do?
But no, as far as the point that he was making, it's actually more than that. When you end up looking at the corn shortages and things like that that are coming out of there, they do produce between Russia and Ukraine about 15% of the wheat, about 40% of the corn, and we don't have that. They also have the fertilizer, but also we have issues with the trains that are not taking as much fertilizer as they can.
Do you know, here's another big issue that doesn't seem to be making the mainstream news.
China.
What about all the food places that are on fire? What about the stuff? I mean, just another one the other day. So I think this administration is actually working against the American people. That should be a big target on the horizon or on the sites of the DOJ, the FBI, the whoever to go after. I don't hear anybody going after him, and we've got a list of, I don't even know how many it is now, 23, 24 food processing plants that have all been targeted with fire, and it's all just a coincidence, right?
There was another two just these last 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And it's incredible watching how many of these are going up in smoke, and the ones that are left, ironically, have Bill Gates and BlackRock all over them.
We don't think we could feed our own people if the farmers and ranchers were able to do what they're supposed to be doing and processing.
Yeah, if they weren't getting paid to not farm.
Yeah,
you know,
we would have enough corn.
If they weren't stopping the water to get to the farmers instead of supporting the Delta smelt, a foreign invasive species that wasn't even native to the Delta, you know, let's just make sure they stay alive. But all the guys that need to eat, you know, the people, you know, those white supremacists, the idiots. Well,
at the same time, 18,000 people come through the borders in 1 month.
I know what we can do. Let's starve.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's starve the GOP. That'll solve all of our problems.
Those big. Well,
speaking of that border, I sent you an email. Look up the email. It talks about the illegal aliens. There was something that happened that just had me rolling. Bring that up. But while we go over some of these things, this food shortage, what we're seeing is we're seeing water cut off to farmers in California.
Yeah, right.
They don't have any ability to grow their food. They don't have any fertilizer. They don't have any ability to get food for their livestock. And from the livestock, you're not going to be able to have a cow that's worth maybe $1,500 that is going to eat $10,000 in food.
You know, this is happening right in our backyard with the water and stuff in the Cottonwood area.
You know, I have a really weird question here. Why does Dave keep calling us up from San Francisco to give us his left-wing viewpoint?
It beats me. It really does.
Good question, huh?
Because, I mean, you'd think he's listening to the show.
He must.
He can try to fact-check these
things.
He's
in San Francisco. Why didn't he go fact-check his own Nancy Pelosi down there and figure out why the streets are all filled with poop and needles?
Right? do we have that video?
No, I'm going to pull it up after we go to the break because I can't. I got to look at it first.
Maybe he has too much time on his hand. I don't know.
So what I want to do is I've seen it, but there's three. You got three there, and I got to kind of see which one's which. Aliens, illegal, funny. Let me see. Is that the one?
Yep, that one's it.
So TikTok, but I would do it on the break so I can pull it up and get it set up. Otherwise, I don't know what's. Sometimes you open those things up and never know what you're getting. So I made a promise to Carl that I would try to keep the language from.
What language?
You know, the controversial language. Okay, moving right along. So let's finish what we're doing here. Okay, so we talked about the food shortages, and how much time we got? We got 2 minutes, and then I want to get on the 2,000 mules thing. So and then we'll play that funny clip right after the top of the hour. What else can we hit?
On the 2,000 mules, I want to let people know that the lawyers for True the Vote, they are going to be releasing the actual addresses of the stash houses that were in the main characters that.
Yeah. The actual people who are passing out the ballots.
For the people to go stuff the ballot boxes and do whatever and pay them and whatever.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, and this is lawfare, what we're seeing right here, and I wanted to touch on this while we got these last 2 minutes. So did you guys know on May 6, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene found eligible for reelection by judge? So that was a win there. But here's the interesting thing. Also, the same day, California judge dismisses Trump's lawsuit over Twitter ban. Imagine that.
Yeah, nothing to see here. This whole thing is, I'm waiting to get on Truth Social to see how that's going. I haven't done it yet because I don't have Apple. I don't do Apple. So, they have no download for Android. I think that's coming pretty soon. I'll see what's going on there. I don't trust Twitter as far as I can throw them.
A lot of them I don't trust.
Well, in light of the new evidence, I'm not sure I trust Elon Musk taking over Twitter.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can maybe touch on that
on
the second half.
That too.
With that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Mind Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. Britain says it will provide an extra £1.3 billion in military support to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, President Joe Biden, and other leaders from the G7 nations are holding online talks with Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky today to discuss the further support. The meeting meant to display unity amongst Western allies. Pro-abortion protesters have been camping out around the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee tells Salem Radio the protests are a direct threat to the privacy of the judges.
Now think about this. They're saying go to their home and protest. This is where they live. It's where they rear their family. It's where they sleep at night.
It's all because of a leaked decision draft that indicates the High Court might soon repeal Roe v. Wade. Two familiar names are coming up once again as Democrats seek to put an end to the Senate filibuster. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Democrats are once again eyeing the possibility of ending the filibuster so they can pass a bill codifying a woman's right to an abortion. It comes in response to a leaked document from the Supreme Court signaling it will overturn Roe v. Wade. But once again, it's Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocking their way. Manchin describes the filibuster as, quote, the only protection we have in democracy. He also notes Democrats have made liberal use of the filibuster to promote their agenda, including bills to protect women's rights. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israeli police have captured two Palestinians who killed three people in a stabbing attack last week. The men were found today near a quarry not far from the city where the stabbing occurred. Israel launched a massive manhunt for the assailants and warned everyone in the nation to be very alert. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
New lobster fishing rules intended to protect a rare species of whale are now in effect, but enforcement has yet to begin.
The rules are designed to protect the North Atlantic right whale, which numbers less than 340 in the world and is vulnerable to lethal entanglement in fishing gear. The rules require lobstermen in some parts of the ocean to start using weakened rope or special inserts to weaken existing rope. However, the federal government has acknowledged fishermen's complaints that supply chain issues have prevented many harvesters from acquiring the gear yet.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Previously unseen home movies from Queen Elizabeth's personal archives, including footage capturing the monarch as a young mother, will be shown on a new BBC documentary. It's part of celebrations of her upcoming Platinum Jubilee, honoring her 70 years on the British throne. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Americans have mixed views about the job market, according to a new poll.
Pessimism about the current employment situation has faded since last year, even as concerns for the future of the job market remain high. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 30% of American adults now say the job market is better than it was a year ago. That's down 1 point since November. 32% say the job market is worse than a year ago, down from a 9-year high of 41% in November, and 29% say it's about the same as it was a year ago. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 8th. It's the 128th day of 2022. This is Mother's Day. On this date in history, 1541, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto reaches the Mississippi River. And on this date in 1945, President Truman announced on radio that Germany's forces had surrendered and that, quote, the flags of freedom fly all over Europe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the world, baby boy. I'll paint you red and white and blue. The indoctrination starts as soon as you come out the womb. Pretty quick, we'll make you stupid with curriculums at school. And if the classroom doesn't do the trick, we'll make you watch the news. Pick your team, right or left. Take the red pill or the blue. You can vote, but even if you win, still everyone will lose. Don't forget to buy designer because Gucci makes you cool. We prioritize material belongings over truth. Get a job that you can't stand so you can buy some cans of food. Go overseas and die for freedom. There's some oil we can use. Our democracy exists so that you think that you can choose. But our algorithms make you do what we want you to do. What's the problem? Your depressed society has you confused. We got medication for you that you'll probably abuse. Go get married to a lady who also don't have a clue and pump out a few babies that are just the same as you.
Welcome to the system. Everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong. Welcome to the system. Everyone's a victim. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, it hates you all. Here inside the system, violence is a symptom. Fighting for what's right, but somehow everyone is wrong.
Yeah, that's some new Tom McDonald there. I think it just came out like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
Well, that would be 2 days ago. All right, so we got a couple of TikToks here, or at least one TikTok, and then this is from Dave, and I screened it just to make sure. Good thing I did too, because you know how he is, nefarious sort of a person that he is.
Hello there.
sound like Stewie there for a second. Hello there.
No, that was shut up, Miller.
I can't do Stewie. Okay, so here we go. This is talking about, illegal aliens coming across the border, and then we'll get on to the rest of our program here. Here we go.
With me, I have three undocumented persons that came straight from the border approximately on March 28th. Since good leaders always step up to the plate, I want to ask you, mayor, judge, and council members, if you'd like to take them into your own homes, because we all talk a good game about, you know, obviously taking care of them and having tax.
Oh, hold on. Keep going.
Money go to them. But I'd like you guys to try to take them into y'all's own homes. I have them with me right here. They're very great people. First, I have Juan from Guatemala.
No, you cannot have them up front. You cannot bring them up front, okay, sir.
He has a warrant for arson in Guatemala City, but he just got a little bit carried away, and we all make mistakes. He's an obviously good person, and that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve a second chance. He came into this country to avoid prosecution, and he's a good soul, just a little bit of a misguided one. He needs a home for the next 5 years in order to avoid prosecution and potential death in Guatemala. Do any of the city council members want to take him into y'all's homes? Next, I have Roberto from Mexico. He's unfortunately been out of a job since El Chapo got arrested. But he's very progressive. He'd fit into the city well. We do love our diversity here. He identifies as a furry, specifically a coyote, and has come to America looking for a better opportunity as a home to stay in. He's very good with kids and makes an excellent chaperone. And lastly, we have Jose from El Salvador. He actually has COVID, but since he is undocumented, doesn't really matter if he's vaccinated or not. And he actually has 5 STDs due to some escapades with some young...
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so moving right along. But, you know, it's so true. I mean, these people all talk about a good game, but, man, let's put them at your house. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I've always said that. You think it's so great, take them home with you. Why? What's the problem?
All right. Well, and did you
take
see
them down to Nancy?
The first caravans that came from Texas that they were dropping off there ended up making their way to D.C.?
Yeah. They actually have been dropping them off because of the governor in Texas is saying, oh, we've had enough. So,
well, before we move on, I actually talked with somebody here locally that they're doing that right here, and they're doing it on Cypress. They're busing them in and dropping them off at the motel. Oh, yeah. This is a lady that actually is a waitress at the Denny's right there.
Wow.
And they come in busloads and drop them off.
Yeah, there's no potential crime problem there either. Okay, so well, let's move on to 2,000 Mules. This is I've got a clip here, and this is from one of the guys in the project of the 2,000 Mules that premiered this last week. And you got to go see it because, you know, oh, there was no voter fraud. Well, go.
Now, is this the guy that, you know, he's done a lot of research and stuff?
This is the guy that's an expert in election and, you know, data.
Right. His name is Greg. That's what I was looking
at. Greg Phillips told the audience at the 2,000 Mules virtual premiere that Fox lawyers are keeping the film off screen, interestingly enough.
Right.
Now, isn't that interesting that the Fox News is keeping 2,000 Mules off the screen?
Well, and you don't even hear about it on the TV or anything.
It's all over the internet.
Yeah, it's all over the internet, but any place else,
So start, get set up your Rumble account if you haven't already. You've got to go to these alternative sites like Epoch Times, Epic Times, and you've got to go to, you know, Dan Bongino's been all over this.
Yep.
You know, so you got to get off Gateway Pundit, go to Gateway Pundit, go to Need to Know News. There's a ton of them out there, but get off the mainstream because the mainstream, you know, lies are not just telling you different things that aren't true. Sometimes there's lies of omission by not telling you what is true or not letting you know about it at all. And that's the same thing as a flat-out lie. So this is Greg Phillips during the premiere, I believe. And here we go. He's going to talk about Fox News here for a second.
Thank you. Why don't we throw this question to Greg, who can talk a little bit about these organizations.
Yeah, you know, you sort of read our mind. I mean, there's no question that we've been making plans. The reality of all of this is, of course, as you mentioned, you know, there's lawyers and everybody else breathing down our neck. Fox's lawyers are you know, keeping it off Fox, and there's just
say that again.
Fox's lawyers are keeping it off of Fox.
Fox News.
Period. And so. So what we've decided to do, at the end of this movie, if you get opportunity to watch it again, you can download it. You can Salem Now, and on Rumble. And at the end of the movie, it'll cut to the True the Vote logo. Then it will go to a QR code. So just a little hat tip to our 80,000 friends here. Under that QR code is a short video that Catherine and I did to explain exactly what we're about to do. We call it the Ripcord. We're going to publish every single finding that we have, every single minute of video, every single conclusion, everything we have we're going to publish. And as you said, pull the ripcord. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's fight.
So there you have it. So all of the people that are watching Fox News, they're kind of in the tank too, aren't they?
Yeah, we kind of knew that.
Yeah, we kind of knew it. And then, you know, they're more conservative than others because they pander to an audience. Okay, but what's the difference between Fox News withholding this and CNN lying to you?
There's no difference. They're all the same people.
It's all the same people, isn't it?
I mean, when you go through and you look at it, I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about Elon Musk here in the future because they seem like they're setting him up as the white knight, the savior, and this guy that's telling everybody the truth and all these things that are going on. But, I mean, man, when you start really looking at what the same people, the same elites are saying, it really looks like he's in the bag for these guys and not the public and not us.
Well, nothing seems to be nobody seems to be what they say there are in a lot of cases.
To that point, there was actually a breakdown on, I think it was the Free Mind Media that was going through and addressing his tweets and some of the things that he was talking about, because he was talking about how 99.9% of all media is controlled by the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been saying it for a long time.
Yeah, for quite a while.
So let's before we, I'm trying to decide how to do this in order of the show, but let's talk about the abortion real quick right now because everybody's seeing it, so we don't need to, you know, beat that horse to death. But I do want to play this, clip you sent me, and this is a Black Lives Matter protest for abortion.
Some Black Lives. The Black Lives Killed by Black Men Matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born. Just some black lives.
Let me shut that off. And I think that he's just spot on with this. I still cannot understand how you can say it's okay to abort a fetus, but now even in California, they're talking about he's passing a law that you can kill the baby up to 2 months out.
Right.
How can you possibly justify that as anything but murder? I don't get it. I don't understand how you can, women's right to choose. Well, what about the baby's right to choose? You know, the baby didn't choose to be born. You did. You chose to have the sex. You chose to do whatever you did. And if you didn't choose it, there's other alternatives you could have done way, way earlier.
Exactly. Well,
and you look at how many of these videos that are now coming out. Oh, we need to band together. We need to never have sex with men. Yeah, that's called practicing abstinence. We applaud that. That's great.
Right.
But when you're using abortion is a form of birth control? I mean, oh, my God.
What happened to my... Okay, so is my body my choice...
Until now.
But
not on the jabs.
But not on the jabs. I mean, these guys have no... It's the heading of the day.
Look at what's going on today.
It's just screwed up.
Man. Locally.
I can't even...
On Mother's Day. They're doing rallies for abortion on Mother's Day. Here locally.
Here locally...
Yeah, that is
they're doing a rally to kill babies because it's Mother's Day, or you're celebrating Mother's Day while you're advocating the killing of the thing that makes you a mother.
Yeah, that's called a child. But so here's this. This is yesterday, May 7th. Activists at home of Supreme Court justices have broken a federal law that's very similar to what January 6th protesters have been charged with. The pro-abortion activists who gathered outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices on Saturday evening appear to have violated a federal statute that's very similar to the one on January 6th. The protests were organized by a group called Ruth Sent Us, along with one of Justice Barrett Kavanaugh's neighbors, a woman named Lacey Wooden Holloway. Though it's unclear if they were working together, both just happened to organize the projects at his home at the same time.
So it's not really about which law you're breaking. It's really about what point of view you're advocating.
Yes.
It's what I want.
It's lawfare.
It's what I want.
Yeah. And in addition to that, there's also pro-abortion groups are planning to disrupt Catholic churches on Sunday and published home addresses of Supreme Court justices. But they're talking about going and messing up masses and churches and things like that, and even attacks on these churches. And we're also seeing clinics that don't propose that you kill and murder your children, because these whole things, they're euphemisms. They say pro-abortion, okay? They want to make it to where it's just it's not a big deal. It's just like going and having your appendix removed. It's not a pro-abortion. It's pro-murder. That's my opinion on it. That's my stance on it.
Right.
It does look like we have a caller.
We do have a caller. We've got Brenda on the line. Good morning, Brenda.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. What can we do for you?
So I just want to make a comment, the things that aren't being addressed. So you all know that my daughter's homeless. I've been into the boards. Nobody's really asked me how she got there, why she got there. Well, family and planning is part of why she got there. My daughter did have an abortion. She was quite a ways along. and it was kind of too late for me to stop it. And there's a lot that goes on behind that. But the thing is, when my daughter had her first son when she was 19, she knew that she couldn't have another baby or take care of children because of her underlying conditions, which was she was in the spectrum. We asked for her tubes to be tied, and they would not do it. So all this my body, my choice, this whole choice gets left out of the equation because, in their opinion, she was too young to make that decision because she might want children later.
But she's not too young to make a decision on what sex she is.
Absolutely, and now we're three babies deep. And mind you, I work on an ambulance. I have pulled women out of the jail on their 13th baby who are obviously not capable of taking care of children and having more babies. And I'm pretty sure if she got better, she wouldn't want another 13 babies.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no programs to fast-track a tubal ligation. On this last baby, we had an hour conversation with Mercy to try to fast-track a tubal ligation for my daughter, which she was willing to do, and they refused to help us. My daughter is not a sound mind to go through the normal channels to have her tube sized. And even then, it's really not up to her. It's up to that physician whether they feel it's appropriate for that person to get a tubal ligation. I find it more even cost-effective to have a tubal ligation and have it reversed down the road if they choose to have kids again. But generally speaking, most women, when they're done, and they don't get that choice. They get the choice to kill a baby. That's it.
You're absolutely correct. And what we're seeing right now is that for most of these institutions that have been set up, Planned Parenthood has a long history of being set up by Margaret Sanger and also Bill Gates' father as a eugenic system. We end up harvesting organs and harvesting these tissues so that we can go through an experiment on human organs so that we can figure out taste for food and so we can end up getting organs for other babies and other things that they want to utilize them for, and it's all
so
big
there's
business.
There's big money in it, too. So, yeah, like you say, there's big money. So, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I want to bring up one thing that nobody's talking about. It's states' rights. They're not even banning abortion at the Supreme Court level.
What they're sending takes the power back to the states.
They're sending it back to the states and say each state should decide individually, because they're represented at the local level much better than they are at the federal level, and it shouldn't be a blanket thing across the board. So with that said, Brendan, you got anything? Brenda.
I
didn't mean Brendan. I meant Brenda. And what Brenda. Have you got anything else, or we're going to move on?
You know, in the family planning, also, when they choose to get an abortion, it's a 10-minute, maybe a 30-minute conversation. There's no therapy before you do that to make sure this is something somebody can handle. They never looked into my daughter's history to see if she was an appropriate candidate for an abortion. And after the fact, there was no therapy offered after that unless you requested it. And how many young girls feel like they need therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Not
well,
very many.
It's funny
they
how
don't
the big
it until it's too late.
It's funny how the policies are all implemented by the big the guys who are in control of all these things, and they all seem to be left wing.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and it's a terrible thing that they don't look at case by case, like you say, for her to have a tubal ligation done. Into her mental,
right.
Well-being.
In other words, there's cheaper, effective, better ways to do this than just abortions.
You look at the industry.
Absolutely, there is. I never had an opinion on abortion before because I just felt like it was not my business. It's my business now.
Yep.
So, I feel I'm anti-abortion, but in certain cases,
I'm pro-life.
People always want to compare, wonder if they were raped or molested. Okay, that's a whole different... That's a whole different topic.
Right.
Now, if you want to be stupid and say, that's still abortion, that's different than being irresponsible or being not of sound mind to really take birth control and do those types of things like, the average person can do. There's always something behind it. So you can't be dumb and compare rape and incest to somebody that's just irresponsible. So that was it.
Thanks for the call, Brenda.
We appreciate it. With that, we do have another caller. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. Are you there, Jimmy?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey,
yep,
what you got?
There.
Well, you guys touched on this abortion issue, which is being blown out of space. Your co-host brought up one of the things I was going to bring up, which was Planned Parenthood's funding and harvesting of fetal tissues and stem cells or whatever they do. So that has something to do with this. The other thing is, like you said, these people have been pushing such late-term abortions that If they hadn't done this in the last, like, year or so, do you think that this would not have been brought up in the Supreme Court?
That's interesting.
I think it's all a distraction, honestly.
Right, but they've been pushing, like, you know, like you were saying, killing a child after it's even been born, or aborting a child at 7, 8, 9 months.
Well, what do you know? What I think this is: we got an election coming up. They know they got to change the narrative. They know they got to come up with something they can rally the troops behind, and they're getting their butts kicked on every other issue just about. So let's throw the pro-abortion up, and then we can talk about, oh, gee, this is they're going to get rid of interracial marriages.
It's pulling at the heartstrings of the people because that always worked in the past.
Did you know that Justice Thomas is married to a white woman?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
This is stupid.
Here's what I want to say.
I just think that if they hadn't pushed this late-term abortion so hard recently, that this might not have come up in the Supreme Court. I might be wrong, but let me. I'm just going to say this one last thing, and I'll get off the air. Has anybody ever heard of a condom?
What are those?
That prevents, having a baby.
Oh, I thought it was something you lived in Boca Raton.
The other thing, I shouldn't be laughing, but the other thing is, and you know, I know Catholics don't practice this, but a lot of these people that are protesting this anti-abortion stuff are probably not Catholics. Have you ever heard of a birth control pill? Yeah. Now, if somebody goes out and has a drunken night at the bar and take somebody home for a one-night stand and has unprotected sex, there's a thing called the day-after pill. So wouldn't those three things
Yeah.
So it's common sense. It's just, this is so ridiculous.
Well, you know, Joe Biden's a Catholic and his son is a Crystal Methodist.
Yeah, he praised out the glass pipe. Yeah. All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks ahead, for Dave. Calling in.
Here's what I would say on a lot of this, because I think that we have slid so far to the left on this topic. I consider myself an abolitionist on this. We don't murder the son of a rapist. We don't do that. But yet somehow we think it's fine to turn around and do that for a child that's in the womb. Now, when you end up going through and you looking at what's actually taking place, conception is the only place that we know that life, that is it's a distinct life at that point in time. To say anything else, I mean, if you're in a coma for a distinct amount of time, like 9 months.
You know, it's interesting, though, Dave. I think that point you brought up about the Planned Parenthood is so appropriate, because remember the big investigation where they found out that they were doing all that stuff? And I think it was Project Veritas that did it. You know, they found out that they were using the body parts, and nobody got do you notice
the
that?
The only people that got messed with on that was Project Veritas investigated by the FBI.
Yeah, but you guys are, even if you go way back with Planned Parenthood, why was it put into place?
It's a eugenics program to kill off minorities.
Exactly, their own kind. I mean, hello, where the blacks and everything,
Blacks, Hispanics, you look at where all the Planned Parenthoods are.
That's originally why it was developed.
But
I don't know about their own kind, but I think.
Brenda brings up an awesome point. You look at what's going on right now in our country, and you look at the laws that are there. Do you guys know that there's over 300,000 parents that are looking to adopt babies? People are adopting babies from other countries because they can't have their own here? In America, do you know that the average cost to adopt a child is more than $60,000 just to adopt a baby?
Yeah.
Why is that the case when we have, 300,000 babies or more that are murdered every year?
And I think they did target the black community specifically.
Oh, yeah,
and that's why, you know, when you listen to that clip that we played, that was a black man talking to a bunch of black doctors and nurses.
Well, and it wasn't just black doctors and nurses.
There was white people there too. But they don't count. No, you don't understand. They're not white if they promote leftist things, because you can change your hair color and all that stuff.
And
but you are not black, even if you're black, if you promote white things.
Furthermore, the same day as that came out, there was two things that happened. The same day that leak happened, there was two things that happened. The first was Ghislaine Maxwell got 10 years knocked off of her sentence. The second was there was Pfizer data dumps about adverse reactions that were dumped on the same exact day. Where have
That's
you heard
true.
That?
Yeah.
We do have a caller.
I think it's Robert.
Stop
good it. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, y'all, and thanks for the program.
Of course.
What can we do for you?
I'd like to put forth a slightly different argument on this abortion thing, and my reason for wanting to put it forward is this, you know, this cult-like visceral reaction of some of these people that think that they're so entitled to their abortion, to their sacrificing a child.
Mm-hmm.
And my argument change is that I believe that the whole abortion writ large, all abortions, no matter justified, a pill, you know, the day after pill, any of it, all of it cheapens the sanctity of life.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to prove whether it cheapens the sanctity of life is to make it a state-by-state issue, the way the Constitution intended it, so that where states make it legal, like all the way up to and a month after birth, seeing what crime is like and how you know, life is cheapened in those states versus states that may have a higher sanctity of life law and try and minimize abortion to every effect and see what happens with crime and what happens with the sanctity of life in those states. And then you have an argument. You can say, see what this does to society.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And also backs up the point that the representatives in those states are going to be representative of the population's viewpoints in those states.
Right. Yep.
Well, the more the federal government takes on an issue, the less there is any ability to see what's good and what's bad.
The more
the government takes on and says, no, we know best and this is the only way, well, then when it falls on its face, they can just say we need to throw more money at it or we just need to tinker here or change there. We have 50 states that can all make their own laws, and then you can see what laws work, what laws are anti-society, and what laws are pro-society. And that is the exact reason that the Constitution was set up the way it was set up.
Well, I think you're on point, Robert, and I couldn't agree with you any more than what you're saying. I think that is such a great thing to point out, and it is so true.
All right. Well, thanks for the show, you guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. We're going to go to a break.
That's why I
can't hurry
up. And then
we'll come back and pick up this conversation. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Say you're beautiful enough, but that don't mean it ain't on my mind. And I know sometimes we have differences and fight, but I hate when I see you cry. And if you're ever worried, I got one foot out that door. I can promise you right now, baby, my love won't leave you alone. Just so you know, when I say forever, girl, I mean I'm never ever gonna do you wrong. And I won't let you go, talking us going no. Here's the still dawn, we'll be going.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer.
Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Who's got the phone? Is it Freud or Young? Or are you just too high-strung? Or could it be low self-esteem? Then can we analyze your dream? Nothing is really what it seems. Are you too hung up on fortune and fame? Will nothing ever be the same again? Can we say that you're clinically insane? Can you still even use your brain? Can you think for yourself? Get a book on self-help.
I think there's a few people that need to go to psychoanalyst ball. just
yeah.
Saying.
There's probably quite a few.
All right, so we're gonna jump in.
Okay, I want to get this out real quick. This is from the Gateway Pundit. California admits that 65,000 students in its community colleges are fake, costing the state millions.
Huh?
Yeah, so there really aren't those students. They're
What would that be?
They're ghost students.
A money laundering operation to get the colleges propped up because
they're getting the financial aid and all that through the school.
They don't have any students.
But it's really not going to anybody.
Wow, I don't even know what to say to that. We'll have to do a little more investigation.
This is coming from Gateway, and the state agrees.
We're going to leave it at that for a future day. We got to get the world stuff here because we got half an hour left. All right. So here is Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is now promoting his thing called Germ. And I mean, this guy's so creepy. So the Germ team. Okay. We need the equivalent of a global fire department. So what Germ stands for is global epidemic. Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization. Now, considering everything we just threw in this pandemic, do you think we want a global epidemic response mobilization team?
Sure.
A supreme global pandemic surveillance team that will be operated by the United Nations run World Health Organization to detect outbreaks and prevent pandemics. And Bill Gates is just going to be the guy in charge of that because he's our friend, right?
Right.
Wow.
And that goes clear back. I'm looking at an article back in 21, you know, the Germ Games. He was even talking about it being like a game for the next pandemic.
This isn't like Mockingbird. Hunger Games. This is like the Gates Games.
Yeah.
He's a Mockingjay. All right. Here's a little clip, and this is Bill Gates talking about his new germ deal, and he's going to relate it to how it's just like a firefighting company. Here we go.
Wow.
The building you are sitting in is probably fitted with one of these, a smoke detector. Smoke detectors are a piece of an overall system to reduce the number of fires and make sure they don't cause lots of deaths and economic damage.
He's got a cute puppy there, too.
We invest a lot in the fire department, fire hydrants, regulations, and fire alarms. School children conduct fire drills, and firefighters train regularly. They even have mascots. If you really look at all the things we've done to minimize fire damage, it's quite impressive. Sadly, one disaster that we haven't invested in is stopping pandemics, making sure they don't cause the deaths and economic damage we face with COVID. A pandemic is like a fire that starts in one building, and within weeks, it's not only burning in an entire city, it's burning in every country of the world. So to prevent pandemics, we need the equivalent of a global fire department. Just as we need smoke detectors, we need health workers around the world on the lookout for disease outbreaks. And just like we have firefighters, we need a team whose full-time job is to prevent pandemics, raising the alarm when outbreaks emerge, helping contain them, and working on new tools, diagnostics, treatments, and vaccines. Creating this organization will not be easy, but I'm convinced it will make the world a lot safer. You can learn more about it in my new book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic.
Yeah, wow. This is just like China. They're going to prevent the next pandemic by doing lockdowns and killing all the cats and dogs in the...
Hey, I got a solution.
Yeah?
Quit creating them.
Yeah, stop breaking the law.
Yeah, I mean, so it's quite simple. You know, we don't have to have the worldly fire department.
I mean, what he's talking about is exactly what they just did in China.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they do? Everybody, you want to be safe. You're safe. You don't have any food. Okay, but that's okay. This is all for your own good. You do understand. Stay inside. Stay indoors. We're going to, put all your pets in garbage bags and throw them out on the street for us so we can dispose of them because they're the carriers. And in the meantime, don't worry about the food. Just stay in lockdown because we want to make sure that the pandemic doesn't spread. Wow.
And yet they have the highest case count now of any country.
Yeah, and they have been masked for years. Just saying.
Do you think these guys are going to try to bring this back to us? Yeah, they're already starting to gear up their little pandemic crap, you know, and they'd be giving out vaccines to everybody, and everybody's still getting it, so we should have more vaccines because that prevents it, right? No, it doesn't prevent it. Does it prevent the spread? No, it doesn't prevent the spread. Do you get blood clots? Yeah, you get blood clots. Oh, this is all for our own good. This is all for our own good.
Yeah, and I'm also reading into this article about Bill Gates where, you know, so you can have a patch on your arm, too, for the diseases and everything.
Yeah,
no problem. It'll be beneficial for you to have this patch.
And this is all Klaus Schwab approved.
Yeah.
You know Klaus Schwab, the guy who does all this is for our own good.
That way you won't get sick. If you put our patch on and we have control of you, you won't get sick no more.
Would you like a vaccine? Or the man.
Wow.
Okay, so we do got this. If you got something to say, say it now. Or otherwise, I'm gonna play Klaus Schwab. Maybe you can. Can you set the video up for us? Because I can pretend like I'm Klaus Schwab.
I can set that up. But first, I want to say, so we have the whole Event 201 thing that was the pandemic exercise. But now we have the cyber pandemic that they're now talking about from the same guy.
So you get COVID-19 in the metaverse.
And so it was Cyber Polygon. Is what it was. And they're talking about a blackout that would be all across the United States and would basically end up wiping out a lot of people in the United States because there's no power. There's
well,
no
we're gonna have a blackout in the stock market pretty soon too. I'm telling you. Everybody looks at the stock market like it's the purveyor of all. Oh, it tells you what the economy's doing. No, it's not the stock market, you idiot.
They that's don't manipulate that at all.
No. That's why the 10-year yield's starting to climb up, and it's all really a debt, a debt-based derivative that's keeping everything propped up. But the economy's going gangbusters. Just ask Joe Biden. He'll tell you. Because they just created more jobs than anybody in history.
Yeah.
And they got the most votes too, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, and so in setting that video up, same guy that ended up having all of this stuff to where they're just predicting this stuff, gangbusters, this is the same guy that now has over 140 countries that are signed up. You already have people like Justin Trudeau. You've got people like Gavin Newsom. You've got Dan Crenshaw. You've got all these different world leaders like Biden and his top two aides and the financial advisor to Camilla.
Well, it's more like Biden and Jill, because Biden, like he's like doing the ice cream thing while – Jill's going to the Ukraine.
And so then this whole thing with Musk, with buying Twitter and all the rest of it, and all this hero worship of Musk, this is the video that makes me really question where Musk stands.
Well, I've got some tweets that we can do. Now, again, I'm still, the jury's out in my court on this yet. But I'm starting to lean into your court, which scares the crap out of me, okay? So.
He enjoyed that way too much.
He's like,
yeah, exactly.
Only been about 6 months.
It's okay, master. Never mind. I'll go back to Klaus Schwab because Klaus Schwab is so friendly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes me sick.
Should we go skiing together in Davos?
Don't bet you with my feta.
Wow.
Okay, so that creeped me out. Okay, that freaking creeped me out, dude. Okay, here's Klaus talking about, what they want to do in the world. Here we go.
But can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains? And I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think... I think, you can imagine that. You can imagine, you're going to be sort of transplanted into, the internet, so to speak, to live forever in a digital realm. You can imagine that, you just in your biological incarnation are going to live to be some, very long age.
Can you imagine? Wow. So
who's on the interview? I can't see.
I don't know who he's interviewing. Let's see. The Premier Klaus Schwab Internet. I don't know.
This is the American flag.
Yeah. I'm not sure who it is.
So what was interesting about that is there's other videos to where he's saying the same exact thing. And we touched on a couple weeks ago how his top advisor and his number two was talking about how your freedoms and your idea of having personal choice, that's over.
Sounds familiar.
Yes. You'll have nothing.
You'll have an implant in your brain.
And then we also have these people that are talking about how you're going to live for 150 years plus. You just have to upload your mind and leave this world behind. Join the metaverse.
And maybe once in a while I'll invite you to my island in the Caribbean that I just recently purchased.
I got an idea. Can we implant him first and see what
happens?
This
guy's fucking supervillain. The only thing missing is the cat.
Think about this too. So his second in command
is
a
worse.
Guy. No, he's a guy that is taking lead from him, obviously. But with what he said is he said that we are going to be building our digital dictatorships with our clouds, our Microsoft cloud and our IBM cloud.
Yeah, you won't have God no more or anything like that. It's just the cloud.
We will be replacing evolution, and we will be making it our own, in our own image. And going on from that.
And wasn't it that you will be no more organic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you will worship. Yeah. And you will worship at the feet of myself.
You will do what I say.
So you think about this in a digital dictatorship where they can literally read your mind or your distinct.
Heavy on the tater and the. Yeah.
What would happen to you? So everybody else in the room, oh, yay, we praise you, Schwab. We praise you, you everlasting beast, you. Yay.
Wow.
And you're like, yeah, I don't feel good about this. I feel you. I feel you.
No, they just start getting rid of you.
I've decided to change my name to Morlock.
Doesn't that kind of sound like what's happened in the past?
I just need to think over to my fingermen. They'll grab you. You disappear into the night.
Sick.
Now, okay, so that's Klaus Schwab, and of course he's doing all of this for our own good,
right?
And, because we need to be hacked. Remember, we got to hack these guys. People can be hacked now, and I don't know how you'd hack them. Maybe you would inject them with some kind of spike protein substance that's graphene.
Under the false thing that it's good for them. And yeah. I'm doing my best to protect you and the world.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Would you put it past, Klaus, yeah. the Terminator guy here or whatever?
He's only the head.
Now, this guy's for real.
He's only the head of the World Economic Forum. And we all know there's nothing going on with the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
It's not like this last week the World Economic Forum and UN signed strategic partnership framework to go ahead and enhance the 2030 agenda. It's not like they did. Oh, they did.
Yeah, I got to look at this article here. Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the UN World Health Organization.
Now, it's interesting also on that World Health Organization, you have this guy, Tedros Ghebreyesus. I can't pronounce his name, but he just happens to be the chief for the World Health Organization. He's only accused of aiding genocide in Ethiopia. And,
We should give him a second chance.
Well, there's an
You should always give somebody a second chance.
Well, just like Carlos down there on the border. Upcoming conference on May 22nd to the 20th. Ultimate control over America's healthcare system is scheduled to be delivered pending a vote to the World Health Organization that would give a sweeping power to the WHO's Director General to declare health emergencies or crises in any nation. Does that kind of sound like that could go hand in hand with germ?
So probably, but let's touch this just a little bit more. So the Director General of the World Health Organization of allegedly aiding genocide in Ethiopia, American economist David Strunman, accused WHO Chief Tedros, I can't pronounce his last name, who's 55, of being a crucial decision maker who directed Ethiopia's security forces from 2013 to 2015. What they're talking about there is they're saying he allegedly directed these troops to go in and wipe out men, women, and children in these cities. Seems like a good guy. Somebody you really want to be able to snap their fingers and say, we're in another pandemic, and if you don't
that's really why it's more important than ever to get rid of these establishment candidates locally, get people in who are believing the Constitution. We got to take over the House and Senate, and that's why the Democrats are imploding and starting to realize that there's no way that they're going to win this election unless they can figure out how to cheat more.
How to cheat again or more.
It's crazy. So we've got to get pressure at the local, state, and federal level to get these guys to start doing with the people, because where this ends up is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
It's
ugly now, but it's going to get uglier.
Sorry, it's evil.
It's
going to get really ugly when people don't have food and when people are not able to get water and people are not able to get the basic needs met. And when you end up seeing that there's not things on the shelves, and we're talking about 60% of the food being gone probably in about six months.
Well, you can check all this stuff out. There's actually, if you want to go to the full article and read it here where we came from, it's America Out Loud, Liberty and Justice for All. It's AmericaOutLoud.com. You can go check it out, do your own homework, and see if
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Yes, good morning. You know, I consider Bill Gates to be right on the same level as George Soros. But that's not what I called about. I called about this abortion business. I don't know what's wrong with the women of America today. But I suggest one thing. If they don't believe that's a baby, they need to attend one. They need to go in and attend an abortion and see what is done in an abortion. And maybe then they will see that it is a baby.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of these people are so, some people, you can hit them in the head with a hammer and they won't believe you. And then there might be a few that you can save. But I don't even think it's a worry about them anymore, what they think. It's a matter of, just stopping their agendas, period, across the board. And the numbers are in our favor. We're like 70%.
And, furthermore, I don't think that's going to change any of their minds, really. It's not. When we have legislation that passed in California that allows you to neglect your baby to the point of death 2 months after it's born, that clearly is a baby.
These people don't really have a lot of self-awareness that are advocating this at all. But I see your point, Darn. I wish that it would make a difference, and I wish that could happen, but I just don't see it happening.
And then I just have a question. What do you think about this governor in Oregon passing that bill last week about the tampon dispensers in all the boys' bathrooms?
I think it's just pandering to her base.
I mean, my gosh, why would the taxpayers put up with something like that?
Well, again, I think that we need to fix the voting before we fix anything else and let these states implode and go from there because, it's just pandering to the base. And I think that they've probably been cheating on their elections just like they've been cheating down here. I don't know. We'll find out and see where we're going.
I hope that we have a decent election this year.
Well, we're hoping.
There you go.
I sure hope. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. We got about 4 minutes left. I want to go over this. This Elon Musk comparison with Klaus Schwab, and these are all email account or Twitter accounts. And so, World Economic Forum. Klaus. Why carbon tax is crucial to curbing climate change. This is Elon Musk. This is on May 13th of last year, 21. It's high time there was a carbon tax. Klaus, and this was last year, I think. I don't see a date on this one. Four reasons cities should embrace a universal basic income. Then we got on the 24th of July 2020, Elon, as a reminder, I'm in favor of universal basic income. Then we got Klaus over here, three tactics to overcome COVID-19, vaccine hesitancy. And then over here, we've got Elon tweeting, to be clear, I do support vaccines in general, COVID vaccines specifically. The science is unequivocal. Then we've got Klaus, would you let your employer implant a microchip in your hand? These workers have. And then we got Elon, creating a neutral lace is the thing that really matters for humanity to achieve symbiosis with machines.
Neural lace.
So I don't know. I'm just a little skeptical of Elon now. Maybe he turned over a new leaf. Maybe he's going to be okay. Maybe this is a lot of hyperbole. I don't know. But it seems like they're in basic lockstep on carbon tax, universal basic income, the mRNA myocarditis injections, transhumanism, and one world government.
I mean, you look at no further than that 2016 article where they talk about knowing what you're thinking in your sleep and knowing what you dream and how you have no privacy. How does that happen without Neuralink? And when you look at Charles Schwab and how he's talking about Neuralink, he already talks like he's got it in the bag. And meanwhile, we still have people like this is as of today's date. Soros is flooding cash into the Arkansas prosecutor race. A political group funded exclusively by liberal financier George Soros has dumped over $100,000 in support of a former public defender running to become a prosecuting attorney. And this is what we're seeing in the last election and this election. He focuses on these areas where there's going to be big upsets, big riots, and gets prosecutors in there that are going to protect his people and his way that he wants to be able to burn down cities and drive people out of them.
He's also
allegedly.
Dumped $1 million into the campaign. Paying for Georgia governor.
So what I'm saying is that this is going to be won or lost at the local levels in all the counties across the country. And that's really where we have to concentrate on.
But once again, it's why people like the prosecutor are so important. He wouldn't be focusing on it if it wasn't so important. So we need to get this lady out of there.
That's
we need
what
to
I'm
get
saying.
Eric Jensen in there. And
I agree.
I mean, if I was a Democrat, I'd vote twice for him.
Well, there you have it.
Well, that's what it comes down to is the local and the primaries, just a few days away, basically, because the ballots are going to be coming out in the next day or two.
All politics are local, and that's what we're talking about. Yeah. You have to get control of your local environment before you can get control of anything else. And that is happening across the country. It really is. The American people are starting to wake up. They're starting to figure it out. They're starting to see how they've been played. This 2,000 mules is huge because it debunks the whole thing that this election wasn't stolen and it was fair and legitimate, and it wasn't. Now what? Now what? Do we accept it or do we fix it?
And you know that it just didn't happen in those five states. I'm sorry, but, you know, it wasn't just there.
Well, they, you know, it's like...
So if you take it back at your local level and you know what's going on...
That's why it has to be all one at the local level. Because at some point in time, you know, you're going to get back enough of the power at the local level to the people that they can start to end the corruption and do something about it locally and then statewide and then nationally in the end. All
right,
so I guess we're getting kind of close. Kinda.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're getting kind of close to the end here.
Well, and so this is one of the things, too. So this whole climate, and you're Freudian slip, this whole climate change thing and what they're talking about right here, people really need to look into what takes place at an Earth's magnetic pole shift, because they're talking about climate change and how it's going to happen. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing that the Earth's magnetic poles are moving at 27 miles per year. And they're talking about a flip, but the things that happen during this flip is exactly what they say is going to happen during climate change. But they want to be able to point the finger at you and say, we knew better than you did, when it's all actually an Earth magnetic pole shift, and you're going to have all kinds of things that happened based on that.
Well, that's the end of it. All I had to say is stock up, store some food, get your money into some hard assets, get out of debt if you can, and government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Happy Mother's Day. All gun control is racist.
I am just a simple man working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.